This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will disperse incentives worth 2,400 crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Vikasit Bharat Rozgar Yojana in New Delhi this afternoon. The incentive has supported the creation of 15 lakh employment opportunities across the country. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya said that since August last year, more than 63 lakh employees have been brought into the formal workforce under the scheme, of whom nearly 30% are women. Our correspondent brings the details.
The scheme has been designed to encourage both workers and employers to participate in the formal economy. Under the scheme, first-time employers are eligible for an incentive of up to 15,000 rupees, gaining crucial support as they enter the workforce. Employers generating additional employment are eligible for incentives of up to 3,000 rupees per month per additional employee. The Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana came into effect on August 1st last year with the objective of promoting employment generation, enhancing employability and expanding social security coverage across all sectors of the economy with a special emphasis on the manufacturing sector. It aims to facilitate the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs across the country over a period of 2 years. Priya Mandal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The BJP today said that India's participation at the G7 highlights that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is steadily gaining the trust of the world's major countries with efficiency and competence. Addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, despite not being a full member, India was invited at the forum and was seen taking a lead. He noted that during the summit, Mr. Modi proposed the International Mobilization Partnership for accelerating connectivity and trade, on which all countries expressed interest. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed confidence that India would eradicate sickle cell disease well before its national target year of 2047. She has called for concerted efforts to raise awareness about the genetic blood disorder, particularly among tribal communities. The president was addressing a state-level program at Omkareshwar in Madhya Pradesh on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Day today. She appealed all state governments and officials not to take the disease lightly because it is passed on from one generation to another. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's domestic defence production has increased from 46,000 crore rupees in 2014 to a record over 1,78,000 crore rupees in the last financial year. He said that defence exports, which registered at only 1,000 crore rupees before 2014, have risen to nearly 40,000 crore rupees due to the growing global demand for indigenously manufactured Indian defence equipment. Mr. Singh was speaking after laying the foundation stone of a state-of-the-art 10,000-ton aluminium extrusion press at the Ordnance Factory of Yanantra India Limited in Ambazari, Nagpur. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the new aluminium extrusion press will strengthen the defence manufacturing ecosystem in Nagpur and the Vidarbha region. The National Testing Agency has launched an official WhatsApp communication channel for candidates appearing in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test Undergraduate NEET UG re-examination scheduled to be held on Sunday. The agency clarified that all official WhatsApp communications will be sent only through its verified account bearing the number +917827980287. The Indian Air Force will commemorate the International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions across the length and breadth of the country. The Ministry of Defense said that events will be held from the high-altitude mountains of Leh in the north to the breaches of Kar Nikobar in the south and from the eastern frontiers of Tawang to the sacred city of Dwarka in the west. The ministry said that apart from air warriors and families, schoolchildren and NCC cadets will also participate in yoga being organized at various Air Force stations across the country. International Day of Yoga is celebrated on the 21st of June across the globe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.